Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, David Snyder, CPA, High Country Rec Fee Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Northern Arizona Vein Center. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to a Tuesday edition of Q&A as we enjoy the beautiful springtime weather. More of the same, maybe a few degrees cooler coming up for the weekend, but a wonderful time to be in Northern Arizona. And on that note, today's guests on Q&A, we will start out by talking to Malia Mangon from Kachina Animal Clinic. It's a great time to get our doggies outdoors. We'll also chat today with Pauline Gravier from Mountain Artists Guild. It's their 70th anniversary. And then in the last half of the hour, we'll talk with elder care attorney Chip McLaughlin about preventing elder exploitation. He is part of a very special panel discussion coming up on next Tuesday at Las Fuentes Resort in Prescott, talking about that very topic. You know, I know a lot of you listen to KQ&A at work or going to and from work, but if you haven't yet listened to KQ&A on the weekend mornings, you've missed hearing the contractors and homeowners show Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA with Sandy Griffiths at 7 o'clock both Saturday and Sunday, the Mountain Gardener with Ken Lane from Waters Garden Center at 8 and 11 on Saturday, and again at 8 Sunday morning, and Financial Facts and Tax with Ron and Barbara Stevenson Saturdays at noon right here on KQ&A. Now, if you remember the discussions I had on this show last month with our friend Brian Watson from the IRS, he strongly recommended filing online, which more than half of taxpayers do now. It really is the smartest thing to do. It's very, very easy. It's very quick. It saves you a trip to a tax preparer. However, keep in mind it's not for everyone. If you have a more complicated return, if you're itemizing deductions, you need advice while you're doing this, by all means, see a professional tax preparer, like our buddy David Snyder, for instance. But if you are filing online, no matter which one you use, you need to keep something on hand before you start your filing. And that is, you have to have on hand either the 5-digit PIN number you used on last year's electronic return, or you have to have your adjusted gross income that you entered on last year's return, because right when you're through finishing your state and federal return, before they send it to the IRS, they will need to know that. They'll need to know either your 5-digit PIN number from last year or your adjusted gross income from last year's return. So before you file electronically, have one or both of those figures nearby, because it will not be accepted by the IRS or the state of Arizona without those when you file electronically. And yes, I have learned that the hard way. But overall, if you can file electronically and don't need the services of a very, very well-qualified tax preparer, yeah, I do recommend going that route. Hey, this is Tuesday, right? That means Tuesday Night Classic, and tonight's is no exception. It's Blazing Saddles with Gene Wilder, Cleavon Little, and Harvey Korman, written by Mel Brooks and Richard Pryor. It takes the big screen at Harkins at 7 o'clock. It's only $5. And if you've ever wanted to write that great American novel and didn't quite know where to start or who to talk to, be sure to attend tonight's monthly meeting at 6 p.m. of the Professional Writers of Prescott. It's at the Founders Suite of the Prescott Public Library. It gets underway promptly at 6 p.m. Stay tuned, because we've got Malia Mangone, Pauline Gravier, and Chip McLaughlin coming your way on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and we stream live around the world at kqna.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road.
to the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rugby Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at HICountryRVCenter.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Are you an energetic, outgoing professional that has good people skills? Then Truly Nolan Pest Control, a leading pest control company in Arizona since 1955, has a well-paying career for you. We are looking for just the right candidates in our Prescott Valley office for both sales and service. You must have a valid driver's license, pass a drug test, and background check. For more information on positions available, please visit our website at trulynolan.com. Click on Careers, then Positions, and City. An equal opportunity employer, trulynolan.com.
It's tax time. Stop getting your taxes done where you buy your groceries. I am David A. Snyder, CPA, and I will install confidence in the quality and security of your taxes. On April 18th, those pop-up cubicles will be gone, but I will be there. With my ex-military tax-oriented mindset and 20 years of experience, I will guide you through current and past IRS issues. Step away from the phone apps and into my office. Call me at 445-0104, extension 9, or online at davidasnydercpa.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 208. We have Malia Mangone from the Kachina Animal Clinic. It's that time of year. We get our doggies and sometimes our cats outside. Malia, can you take a cat for a walk?
Well, you certainly can. They are not huge fans of harnesses, although I've seen cats that will tolerate it. Most of the time, they just like lay on their side and pout.
They give you a dirty look.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing? Like, come on. I'm a cat. What's wrong with you? This is the time of year when we have to be aware of certain things when we take our dogs for a walk because the creepy crawlies come out from hiding and in very hot areas like Phoenix. Will be this week. They will come out from their shady places. So what should we be aware of when we take our dogs out?
Well, we definitely need to be looking for rattlesnakes this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
Starting in spring, they are coming out trying to warm up, and as the summer progresses, they're going to be kind of hiding back underneath the rocks. So hiking, climbing, camping, those are all things that we need to be very aware of, along with the elevated temperatures. Mm-hmm. That's definitely a danger for our pets. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when you go hiking on trails where, you know, snakes might be, mm-hmm. you know, we might be wearing boots and things like this. Mm-hmm. That'll prevent, to some extent, being bitten. But our dogs aren't wearing boots, and they're prime candidates. So I would imagine if you are going to take your dog with you, first of all, have them on a leash. Stay on the trail, right?
Absolutely. I know my dog personally loves to run off leash,
sure.
But when it is, there's a lot of dangers involved with that. So we certainly recommend being on a leash.
Mm-hmm.
And they are going to put their nose into everything. And that is more often than not how it happens. Exactly.
Yeah.
They stick their nose under a rock or they run right up to something and they get bit right on the face.
Mm-hmm. Now, if they are bitten, what should a dog owner do?
Ideally, get to a veterinary hospital as soon as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Most animals need to be treated with antivenin. We monitor their coagulation times because that's the most common type of hemotoxin is they have a hard time clotting their blood. There's also neurotoxins out there. And in mm-hmm. either case, they do need antivenin, sometimes multiple rounds of antivenin, and it can get kind of costly.
So if you're on the trail with your dog and the dog is bitten, do you bring the dog on a leash down the trail or pick him up and carry him with you?
Depends on the size of the dog and where they got bit. Sometimes you do get bit in the paws, and it is an extraordinarily painful thing when they get bit. If you are going to have to walk them down, you have a big old Great Dane or something, you know, take it easy. You know, don't run them down the hill. I know that's your instinct is to get them there as soon as possible. And that's true. You need to get them there right away. But don't let your dog that just got bit by a snake just run down the hill.
Now, this is the time of year we're talking about core vaccines. Mm-hmm. What would those be?
Core vaccinations include your rabies vaccine, distemper parvo. If you have a cat, it would be the upper respiratory, the FVRCP vaccine. Mm-hmm. And we start adding things in during the summer, depending on the risk that your pet has. One of the things that we would add in is a rattlesnake vaccine. If you have a hiker, camper, climber, that's definitely something we want to get going. Mm-hmm. And also there's a leptospirosis vaccine. If you take your dog out camping or hiking and they are getting into the water, that's something we need to look out for.
Yeah, what is the lepto vaccine?
It protects against leptospirosis, which is something that is found in kind of, I don't want to say stagnant water, but up in the forest you've got deer and it's some wildlife that carry this bacteria. Mm-hmm. And if your dog drinks out of it or runs through it and then licks their paws, then they're at a risk of getting that. And it ultimately affects their kidneys, and they can go into renal failure.
Ooh, wow. For the normal everyday person who has a backyard, is there anything to worry about with the dog in the backyard? Things like ticks, stuff like that?
Absolutely. Fleas and ticks, we definitely want to use preventatives. Ideally year-round, but absolutely spring, summer, fall. You're looking for like NexGard, Frontline. There's several different types of preventatives that are approved by veterinarians that have been proven to work. And heartworms, that's another issue. Mosquitoes are coming out, and we're starting to need to protect against heartworm disease.
Now, last fall in our backyard, we had a toad that would come out all the time. And one of our dogs showed a real interest in it, and I was told, keep the dog away from the toad. Why is that?
Colorado River toads, they excrete a toxin through their skin. So if a dog is interested, and of course they got this little hopping thing, they lick it or play with it, bite it, and that toxin gets into their bloodstream, and they start to have tremors and shaking and can progress into seizures. Their body temperature skyrockets. So if you see a dog playing with a toad, or you see a lot of hyper salivation from your dog and tremoring, get them to a doctor right away.
With the warmer weather coming up, we're going to have more and more visitors, families, kids, things like this. Kids tend to bring a lot of treats with them, candies, cookies, stuff like this. What kinds of things around the house should we make sure your dogs and cats, for that matter, don't have access to?
Well, good question, because springtime, Easter's coming up.
Easter's just a few weeks away. That's right. Yep. Oh, Easter baskets.
Lots of chocolate.
Ooh.
That's not a good thing. And, of course, the darker the chocolate, the less they need for it to become a toxic dose.
Yeah.
So with chocolate, you need to keep that away. Any kind of large amount of sugar, you know, you're going to get a lot of vomiting and diarrhea if you get into that. There are toxins, onions, garlic, things that you just cook with every day that when you're having big get-togethers, this stuff's coming out. You just want to keep as much stuff away as possible.
Now, along with the sugary stuff, I understand sugarless gum can be dangerous, too. Is that correct?
Yes, absolutely. Xylitol, it keeps animals from, dogs specifically, it keeps them from being able to regulate their blood sugar. So with us, we can handle that, and it's not a problem. But a fairly small amount of xylitol, and that's found in bubble gum most commonly, but a lot of people are cooking with it now because it's a calorie-free alternative for sugar. So I've seen a few dogs get into cinnamon rolls or, you know, things that, you know, for us are great, and they are in the hospital for a couple days on IV fluids with supplemental sugars.
Now, you are an animal hospital, but do you also do regular veterinary services for dog owners?
Yeah, we're a full-service hospital.
Full service.
We do all the general stuff and surgical procedures.
So if someone has a new pet and they're not real familiar with the regimen of being a pet owner, walk me through the very first time they bring their pet in. What are they going to go through?
You're going to start with one of our veterinary technicians. They're going to get all the vitals, weight, temperature, heart rate, respiratory rate, and they're going to go over what have you already done, what do you already know, where do we need to go with it. They are going to give you a fairly large packet of information about preventatives and training, viruses that we're trying to protect against, the vaccine history, and then they're going to go over the vaccine regimen that they really do need. And again, we kind of tailor that to each pet after the core vaccines.
Mm-hmm. How important is it to define what breed your dog is for health reasons?
Well, it's very important to know what comes along with the breed. Mm-hmm. A lot of folks, they go and they get the puppy that is great for them.
Or is cute.
Or is cute, absolutely.
Or was in a movie they saw.
Right, and I can't blame them.
Yeah, but humans.
Exactly. Every breed comes with some kind of issue. Mm-hmm. One that we really need to look out for in the summertime when it's getting hot is any of the brachiocephalic breeds, and that means the kind of squish face, Bostons, French Bulldogs, English mm-hmm. Bulldogs. They are really at risk of heat stroke.
We just got a French Bulldog in the family just a few yep. weeks ago, and this dog is in Florida. So we got to keep it in the house a lot of times.
Hot and humid.
Hot and humid,
yep.
And a squished face.
Yep.
Yeah, not always a good combination
yeah.
there. So
yeah.
Got to keep an eye on that one. So here in northern Arizona, we're largely spared from the intense heat that Phoenix is. So what are the most common health complaints that you get with different breeds in the hospital?
Ooh, health complaints. There's some that just are kind of spread across the board.
Mm-hmm.
We do get some valley fever because although we don't have a lot of that particular fungus here in the ground, it's down in the valley.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we're all traveling back and forth. A lot of us take our pets.
Sure.
A lot of people lived in the valley and they're moving up here because it's cooler and
sure.
beautiful. So valley fever can be in any animal.
Now, would that be an allergy for the dogs?
No, it's actually a fungal infection.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. And in humans, it, you know, primarily stays in their lungs, from what I understand. But mm-hmm. with dogs, it can go anywhere it wants. And we'll see it in the bones. We'll see it in the brain. Mm-hmm. And it just kind of creates a lot of issues for them.
Sure. Now, do dogs suffer from allergies, too, like people do?
Absolutely.
I'll be darned.
Yeah, they can be allergic to anything, pretty much.
Can you get them tested for allergies at a young
yes.
age?
Yes. Well, at a young age, that's a little difficult because they won't necessarily develop an allergy when they're young. And throughout their life, they can develop an allergy to things. And
mm-hmm.
really commonly, it's the seasonal allergies, and itchy, and they're chewing at their feet, and their eyes get red, and they're rubbing around. A lot of dogs develop a food allergy. And for one reason or another, they become allergic to something. And we have to give them modified protein diets or, you know, cut something out altogether.
Mm-hmm.
And there is testing. We can send off blood samples to the lab, and they will analyze everything. And you get this little report back saying your dog's allergic to this type of grass and that type of food. And
sure.
Yeah, and you can then prevent issues or help alleviate some of those symptoms.
And how can people learn more about what's going on at the Kachina Animal Hospital?
Oh, well, you can visit our website at kachinaanimalhospital.com, and we have a Facebook page. So feel free to take a look, and if you have any questions, give us a call or send me a message on our Facebook page.
That is Malia Mangone. Thanks for joining us today on Q&A. Take care of those furry friends of ours. Stay tuned, because we've got Paulina coming up from the Mountain Artists Guild, and a chat with elder care attorney Chip McLaughlin on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at kqna.com. Don't go away.
Get connected to your medical records with a YRMC Care Connect account. YRMC Care Connect gives you one-stop, secure access to your YRMC medical records on your smartphone, tablet, laptop, or desktop computer, anywhere you have an internet connection. If you've received care from YRMC or one of its many organizations, including YRMC Physician Care, you can establish an account. It's easy and it's free of charge. Quick and easy access to your medical records is important for anyone, including people with chronic conditions, parents of young children, frequent travelers, and folks who find themselves in a medical emergency. Learn more at yrmccareconnect.org. Tell your YRMC healthcare provider that you want to establish an account, or contact YRMC's Health Information Management Department.
Prescott Center for the Arts presents the Tony Award-winning production of Peter and the Starcatcher. This tale upends the century-old story of how a miserable orphan comes to be the boy who would not grow up, also known as Peter Pan. From marauding pirates and jungle tyrants to unlikely heroes, Peter and the Starcatcher playfully explores the depths of greed and despair and the bonds of friendship, duty, and love. Peter and the Starcatcher runs through March 31st. Tickets and information are available at pca-az.net.
Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, have a lot of fun. Country Bank's Home Equity Conversion Mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015.
Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
You don't have to go far to get away. Put wheels on the road and go RVing. This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV. And for as little as $3.88 a day, you can own an RV and always take the scenic route. Peace and quiet. No extra charge. Whether that means toes in the sand, hiking boots on a mountain trail, skis in the powder, hands on a good book, or just your backside in a lounge chair watching the sunset, you can get there in an RV. Bring the family. Include the grandkids. Invite friends or go solo. Every trip is a perfect trip, and every memory is priceless. We can help you get there. So stop by today and check out our large selection of top quality, affordably priced RVs, including deeply discounted models on Red Tag Row. Affinity RV is proud to be named one of the only five elite Blue Ribbon dealers in the U.S. and Canada. We're Northern Arizona's largest full-line, full-service RV dealer. Affinity RV service, sales, and rentals, Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley, and Dewey, or online anytime at affinityrv.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 2:22, and we have Dawn Zintel sitting in for Pauline from the Mountain Artists Guild. Dawn, you've got a big anniversary. It's going to be celebrated Thursday, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's our 70th anniversary.
Wow, it goes all the way back to the very first show in the Courthouse Plaza back in 1950, I believe.
In May on Mother's Day weekend. The one in August began in 1950, and it's been going every year.
Now, the one in August, that's the artist studio tour, is that correct?
No, the studio tour is actually the beginning of October.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. So the two shows that we have, the Mother's Day show is a fine arts show.
Mm-hmm.
It's a juried show. And then August is arts and crafts.
There we go.
Yeah.
So tell us some of the things that you're going to be doing to celebrate the 70 years coming up Thursday.
Well, of going back to where they had their very first meeting, which was at the original Prescott Library, not the new one.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're up on the main floor, there's a big glass case called a viewery. So one of the things that we've done is put together a timeline, a historical mm-hmm. timeline, and we were very fortunate in that the Phippen Museum lent us mm-hmm. A George Phippen sculpture and a watercolor and I think one other item as well, because George Phippen was one of the founders of Mountain Artists Guild.
And, of course, there's an entire museum dedicated to Western art out at the Phippen Museum, too.
Exactly.
It's a beautiful place, by the way.
It is, yeah. And we are very fortunate to have a relationship with them.
And, you know, it's great because you go back to 1959, and I believe Mountain Artists Guild started the art therapy program with Yavapai County Hospital. And I think that's also the year, correct me if I'm wrong, that a scholarship program took root between MAG and the University of Arizona.
Yes. Of course, that was before my time. I wasn't living here then. Mm-hmm. I've heard about it. And I'm so happy that after all these years, we still have a very close relationship with Yavapai College.
Mm-hmm.
They actually have two shows a year in our guild. And we're glad to support the students there. It's wonderful to see the fine art that they're mm-hmm. producing. It's maybe a little different from ours, but sure. You know, it's experimental, and we really like that.
Tell us about the importance of arts in today's world.
Well, that's a good question. What is the importance of art? I think it's part of, you know, everybody's soul, whether they realize it or not, because mm-hmm. people are attracted to different things. So if you look online, you're going to see a lot of art from different countries, like Japan, for example, with the, you know, kind of comic type of art. In Europe and North America, what I see online now is people producing art that crosses boundaries. So I think art brings people together, mm-hmm. Regardless of your nationality. And I like to see the sharing of ideas and creativity. So I also see more people participating in the art world. Mm-hmm. And maybe it's because there's more of us retiring and finally have time to experiment or to learn something new. And there are those of us who put art on the back burner for a lot of years while we had careers maybe in totally different fields.
I'm going to throw a name at you. You might recognize who did exactly that. He was a very successful musician. He had 5 albums in the Billboard Top 100 in the 1960s. He made hundreds of millions of dollars, retired about 20 years ago, and now he's a very successful retired sculptor who has his pieces on display in Los Angeles. Remember Herb Alpert at Tijuana Brass?
Yes.
That's Herb Alpert.
Oh, yeah. My.
He has a whole new second life as a sculptor and painter, and his pieces have sold for a lot of money, and he gave $30 million to the UCLA music program to create a world music scholarship program. He's always been a huge supporter of the arts and music, and now he's a professional sculptor.
Well, that is a great example.
Isn't that great?
Someone who transferred his creativity in music.
And that's what it's all about, isn't it? It's exercising your creativity.
Right.
And you know what? One of the dichotomies about that is if I were to try art, what ends up on that page or in the sculpture because of the way my hands work and stuff isn't necessarily what I wanted my eye to create. Because there's some kind of a disconnect there. And I wonder if that's what my hand really wanted to do or what my brain really wanted to do. So sometimes, you know, what I see and what I produce could be two different things.
Well, definitely. And, you know, some people think, well, you're born with the artistic ability to create. But I think it's a lot of learning and practice, mm-hmm. and maybe practice every day, which some of us don't do. Instead, we choose to, you know, put many hours into guilds,
sure.
like the Mountain Artists Guild. And mm-hmm. So, and we have put a lot of hours into this 70th anniversary, which we're celebrating this Thursday.
And, you know, with the different festivals and different kinds of events you have coming up, you've got people taking part in it. You've got some of your lifetime members, a heritage celebration. You've got the Screaming Eagles Jazz Band from Embry-Riddle. You've got food coming in from Elgato Azul and our buddy Barry Barb. You've got wine from Cellar 433 in Jerome. You've got all sorts of fun coming in, don't you?
Yes, we do. We're getting more and more support from the community. I think it's, to some extent, visibility. We've just mm-hmm. been out there more and more. And when in our upcoming festivals, we have some new sponsors we've never had before.
Mm-hmm.
So that's very heartening because I have to tell you, the board of Mountain Artists Guild and our administrative staff, they work very, very hard mm-hmm. to bring an experience to our members, of which we have about 237.
That many? Wow.
Yes. Yeah, and many of them have lifetime membership.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I'd say, you mean, no, there's 30 or 40 with lifetime membership.
Sure.
So that is, you know, our primary goal is to continue to provide educational experiences.
Because you have the scholarship programs, too.
We have the scholarship programs. We have youth art in the summer, children's art camp. We have the scholarship programs for the university students. But our new program that we're quite excited about is Veterans Art. And that has been very successful. Mm-hmm. We started it last year. It's we have a relationship with the Arizona Art Alliance. So they're part of the sponsor and providing funds for the program. We got it going here last year. We've had a great response. And every second Wednesday, veterans can come and learn about art, produce art. And it's free. I think they even get a lunch. And all the supplies are provided. So
it's even better.
Yes.
And, you know, with veterans, especially those who did battle overseas, they were exposed to things we only see in our nightmares. And they go from the brutality of being on the battlefront to the gentility of exercising their creativity, which I think is just wonderful. Because that way they can exercise their creativity in a way that benefits them and benefits everyone. And allows them to channel the brutality of what they saw in a positive way.
Yes, I think so. And although I have to confess that sometimes I'm battling the paintbrush and the canvas. So, but, you know, in a very innocuous way compared to what they
experience. Well, I do, too, because the writer in me sometimes stares at that blank page, and the first sentence is always the hardest to write.
Yes.
writer's block is a real thing, believe me.
Oh, I think so. Yeah. And, you know, there are artists who are very productive, but inevitably they go through a period of time where they just go, well, what am I going to paint now?
Sure. So how can our listeners take part in your big event coming up Thursday?
Well, they're invited to come down to 228 North Alarcon or Alarcon, depending on how you want to pronounce it.
I've always wondered about that. Who names the streets when they have to be, people have to wonder, okay, how do you pronounce this?
Yeah. Well, I was told by a former president of the Guild that she was told by I think it was Judge Alarcon, that Alarcon was the correct way to pronounce it. Now, I don't know how true that is. I mean, but it's fine with me either way.
Sure.
So between 4 and 6 this Thursday, March 28th, we're having a ribbon cutting. The Chamber has partnered with us on this. Mm-hmm. There'll be some dignitaries attending. And we're going to have wine and goodies to eat. And we hope people will come out and tour our building. A lot of people don't know we have a building with three galleries in it and a couple of classrooms.
This is a great way to find out where that building is,
exactly.
too.
Exactly.
Because you're right there at the corner of Alarcon or Alarcon and
Sheldon.
Sheldon, thank you.
Yes,
just around the corner from the PAC, or the PCA, I should say.
Right.
Do we have a date yet for the Wine and Art Festival?
Well, it is May 11th and 12th. It's Mother's Day weekend.
Right, there we go.
That's how I remember it.
Yeah, that's the best way to remember
it. The actual dates are a little elusive sometimes.
Yeah, very well. You know, I used to go all the time to wineries when I lived in Missouri because along the Missouri River Valley, they have all these mom-and-pop wineries. And what always got me, if you go during the fall season, the fall colors were always brighter on the way back to the winery. I could never quite figure out why.
Oh, I don't know either.
well, we thank you for coming on Q&A today. When you get back, say hello to Donna Carver for us.
I will.
Always a pleasure to have a Mountain Artist Guild on the show. That's Dawn Zintel for us. Thanks for joining us on Q&A. We'll be talking about elder care coming up with Chip McLaughlin in just a few minutes. But first, a check of local and state news and weather on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and we stream live around the world at kqna.com.
Hi, James Roush here of Wallach & Volk Mortgage. Are you interested in buying a home and just have a million questions running through your head? The James Roush team at Wallach & Volk Mortgage is here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by appointment. Even if you need to meet on Saturday morning because of your work schedule, we'll be there. Call the James Roush team at 445-8730, Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 16209, Equal Opportunity Lender. This is Jim Tilley from the Kiwanis Auction, supporting the kids of our communities. The 71st Annual Kiwanis Auction is going on now, broadcasting live on radio and TV. The auction runs weeknights from Monday, March 25th through Friday, April 5th, from 7 to 10 p.m. on cable channel 64 and right here on KQNA. Or watch streaming live at PrescottKiwanisAuction.com. Tune in for fantastic deals on dining, tools, gifts, vacations, jewelry, and more. The Kiwanis Auction, for the kids of our community.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Like, why do I have to pay a full gym membership when I don't even use all the equipment? Like the rowing machine. I don't know about you, but I'm not doing a ton of manual lake travel these days.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba.
Please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Arizona Coyotes Hockey is live on AM 1130 at 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, KQ&A. Arizona Coyotes Hockey is brought to you this season by Arshawa Wood, Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling, Brown Bag Burger, Cowboy Country Antiques, and David Goldstein, Sherrick Insurance.
He'll shoot! He scores!
Arizona Coyotes, visit the Florida Panthers, live Thursday afternoon at 4 on AM 1130 at 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley by 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.
At Kachina Animal Hospital, they know your pet is like family. And as with any family member, your pet deserves the finest possible health care. So at Kachina Animal Hospital, they've set their standards very high. They have a compassionate, friendly, and experienced support team, as well as highly qualified doctors and technicians to treat your dogs, cats, and pocket pets. For more information, or to schedule an appointment for your best pal, give them a call at 772-8225. That's 772-8225. Or online at KachinaAnimalHospital.com.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for this Tuesday the 26th. I'm DJ Phone with a check of local and state news and weather together. Brought to you by Wallach and Volk. If you plan on attending the Prescott City Council meeting at 3 o'clock this afternoon, you should arrive early to get a good seat.
City of Prescott officials are preparing for a large turnout at City Hall on South Cortez Street. The reason is the Save the Dells organization has called for a citizens' assembly to watch the meeting. According to City Manager Michael Lamar, the agenda item isn't Council's final determination on the matter of Arizona Eco-Development. This item had been brought forward by the Save the Dells group and is independent of Arizona Eco-Development's annexation application request. The company is making the request for the 866-acre homestead development, which would be located in the center of Granite Dells. A new master plan submitted yesterday would preserve 250 acres of open space. Anyone who wants to address the Prescott City Council must fill out a comment card. Signs, banners, or backpacks won't be allowed in City Hall for safety reasons. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
Partly sunny today, mostly cloudy this evening, highs today near 72, Wednesday through Friday, the breezy mid to upper 60s, in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt, cooling after bedtime to near 42. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, up to a partly sunny 82 today, a breezy 78 tomorrow and Thursday, 74 Friday, with a mostly cloudy overnight low around 49. This news and weather, a service of Wallach and Volk. I'm DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, KQNA, your original hands-free mobile media. Like us on Facebook and listen live worldwide at KQNA.com. And stay tuned. Q&A will continue after this.
My legs don't feel heavy anymore. The swelling is gone.
I'm not tired. I have so much more energy.
You can eliminate unhealthy varicose veins and their cause at Northern Arizona Vein Center. If varicose veins are limiting your lifestyle, many insurance companies, including Medicare, may cover new minimally invasive treatments. Hello, I'm Dr. Brian Skilperert, a board-certified surgeon with over 20 years of vascular surgical experience. Call 445-VEIN or log on to nazveincenter.com to schedule an appointment.
This is Greg Schulte. Listen to Diamondbacks Baseball on KQ&A.
It's the countdown to opening day. Diamondbacks Baseball returns to KQ&A Thursday, March 28th against the Los Angeles Dodgers. First pitch, 1:10. Sponsored this season by AMCO, Country Bank, Bucky's and Yavapai Casinos, Affinity RV, Wallach & Volt, Yavapai Block, Barrett Propane, Dental's High Desert Mechanical, Waters Garden Center, Bradshaw Family Dental, Moyer's Heating and Cooling, House Chilson Insurance, You Pick It, Home Furniture Direct, Cable One, National Bank of Arizona, Primavera Online School, Owls Auto Body, Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling, Grand Canyon Financial, Prescott True Value, Cliff Castle Casino, Patriot Disposal, Prescott Dirt, Heritage Memory Mortuary, Prescott Brewing Company, and Yavapai Bottle Gas. It's the countdown to opening day, March 28th on 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and 95.5 FM Prescott Valley Cottonwood. KQ&A, your Arizona Diamondbacks baseball station.
The Prescott Police Department is now accepting applications for police recruits. The Prescott Police Department hosts open houses on March 25th and April 11th, both at 6 p.m. for anyone with an interest in a career as a police officer for the city of Prescott. Topics include the testing process, culture, required paperwork, and hiring standards. This position and all other career opportunities can be viewed at the City of Prescott website at www.prescott-az.gov. Call the City of Prescott Human Resources Department at 928-777-1286.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 2:41. There's an expert panel discussion on elder exploitation coming up, and we have elder care attorney Chip McLaughlin in with us today. First of all, Chip, explain to our listeners what your field of practice is all about.
Well, DJ, I'm an elder law attorney, and part of being an elder law attorney is representing seniors, and in particular seniors who have disabilities and incapacity. A lot of times my clients have dementia or other cognitive impairments. And as a result of that, they can become vulnerable to financial exploitation and being taken advantage of. And they often become dependent on others to take care of their finances for them or to take care of their physical care. And because of that dependence, they're afraid to challenge these people. They're afraid to report any wrongdoing to others. Often the exploiters will threaten them and tell them, if you say anything or say that we can't do certain things, that we will put you in a nursing home or we will no longer take care of you. And as a result of that, a lot of financial exploitation isn't even reported.
This sounds almost like one of those Stockholm Syndrome captive situations where you're really stuck and you're afraid to report it because you count on this person for so much.
You know, there it is a little bit like that. There's this dysfunctional inner dependency that's going on. And the purpose of this panel presentation that we're doing on Tuesday, April 2nd, from 2 to 4 p.m. at Las Fuentes Resort Village here in Prescott is to provide an educational opportunity for the public so that they can become more aware of how to prevent financial exploitation from occurring in the first place, how to stop it when people become aware of it, how to prosecute it, because financial exploitation of a vulnerable adult is a crime in addition to being a civil matter as well, which can result in a suit for damages. And there are also ways to recover stolen assets. And one of our speakers on this panel specializes in that, and she is with the county attorney's office, and her name is, she's a deputy county attorney, and her name is Joy Biederman. So on the panel, we're going to have myself, and basically I will be speaking about what you can do in advance to decrease the possibility that you or a loved one will be financially exploited. Mm-hmm. And then Officer Tim Johnson of the Prescott Police Department, who will be on the panel, and also Peter Gutierrez, who is an Adult Protective Services supervisor, will talk about investigating allegations and reports of financial exploitation. Once they become aware that financial exploitation is occurring, what do they do with that information? At what point does, for example, the Adult Protective Services refer the matter on for prosecution to the Attorney General's office or to the County Attorney's office? What powers does APS have to collect mm-hmm. information? You know, some people may think, oh, it's kind of like, you know, CPS, Child Protective Service, now called DCS, I think, and they would have the power to remove the exploited person from the home, et cetera. They don't have powers like that. Their powers are basically investigative, so mm-hmm. they can subpoena financial, or not even subpoena, they can just go in and get bank records and financial records. They can obtain medical records. And then after that, they're basically a body that just evaluates the case and determines whether there's a need for conservatorship, which is a civil matter where someone goes in and is appointed by the court to take control over the exploited person's assets and to pay their bills and to have the accounts retitled so the exploiter can't get at them mm-hmm. and account to the court. And then APS can also refer it for criminal prosecution. And obviously, if the report goes to the police department, they're going to do a similar thing, except they're not obviously looking at whether a conservatorship referral should be made.
Isn't it shocking how often the people who are fleecing these seniors are very, very well known to the victim?
Yeah. You know, that's a really good point, DJ. You know, in fact, it's funny you bring that up because I was going to mention it. So the largest group of people that do exploitation are family members. 24% of the allegations involve a family member. The second highest group are caregivers and residential management people at 17%.
Isn't that amazing?
It is. Isn't that sad, DJ? I mean, the saddest thing you could think is that you could be betrayed by your own family members.
You'd think. You know, I got to ask you this, Chip, because I used to work in the funeral and cemetery business in another state. I was doing pre-need selling. And I was always told, now keep in mind, of course, as you know very well, we are kind of a retirement mecca. We have a lot of older people here. And older people, as compared to the younger generation, a lot of us still list our phone numbers and our names in the phone book. And in the pre-need industry, we were taught to look through the phone book and go to the 1930 list of Social Security baby names and look
Wow.
for those first names, because there's a very good likelihood that's an older person who may have lost a spouse, who may be lonely, who may be wanting to engage you in a long phone conversation. And after a while of that, I started kind of getting the creeps about this. And the people who I was working for were kind of predatory. So I ended up getting out of the business. I just don't want to live like that. But do you see people doing that from the outside, scammers and stuff, looking to lure people onto their hook by going through the phone book and looking for names of people they think might be older? They're complete strangers, but by their name, might be older folks who are a little lonely and willing to talk.
Now, DJ, I don't know. I can't answer that question. I mean, obviously, scams are a huge problem, and the panel, that is specifically one of the topics that the panel will be discussing.
Mm-hmm.
The Attorney General, for example, Assistant Attorney General is going to be on a panel as
okay.
well,
mm-hmm.
and she's going to be, her name is Cynthia Giltner, and she will be discussing a lot about scams and also the police department in terms mm-hmm. of what scams they're currently seeing. You know, it's amazing to me how they get their information. I mean, I had my own personal experience with a scammer, and somehow they got my account number, and there was a Nigerian scam involved, and
it's always Nigeria. There must be some prince there who's teaching people how to do this. That's all I can figure out.
You know, you're right. It's true, isn't it? It's not like you hear the Liberian scam or the Egyptian scam.
It's always Nigerian.
But yeah, it was incredible. The whole story was amazing. It just took 2 minutes to tell you. It's fascinating. So, I had a lot of money drained out of one of my business accounts, $40,000.
Oh!
Yeah. And someone had obtained my account numbers. This woman, Vicki Howard, was the name of the person from Cincinnati. And Vicki Howard told the police that she had been contacted by somebody who said that their parents had died and they had inherited this house, and that there was a big mortgage on the house, and that they were there was going to be a foreclosure on the house, and the house had been gone through the generations, and they had hired a lawyer, and there was money in a trust account, but they weren't able to access because they're out of the country or something. They needed this person's help to access the account, and they would give Vicki Howard a little bit of money on the side to help them out. So Vicki Howard started pulling money out of the account and quickly drained the whole thing. And so Chip, the victim, the bank realized it was fraud. So
sure.
Then the bank, Wells Fargo, became the victim. But then Vicki Howard withdrew the money in Cincinnati from a police credit union bank, you know, financial institution. She goes in and they didn't collect enough ID and enough confirmation. So Wells Fargo makes a claim against the Cincinnati bank and they have to pay Wells Fargo. So ultimately the victim is this bank in Cincinnati. So they call the Cincinnati police and the Cincinnati police prosecute Vicki Howard and got a conviction. So, I don't know if they didn't believe her or that wasn't a good enough defense, but how elaborate some of these
yeah.
scams are, the stories that they tell seniors, and many seniors from the old generations are very trusting.
Very trusting, sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sure. And they don't want to be rude and just hang up on someone or just not answer the phone.
That's right.
How can people contact the law offices of Chester McLaughlin or reach you?
They can call the office at 443-9934. And DJ, this panel presentation is called Financial Exploitation of Vulnerable Seniors: How to Prevent It, Stop It, Prosecute It, and Recover Stolen Assets. The panel discussion is on Tuesday, April 2nd, and it's from 2 to 4 p.m. at Las Fuentes Resort Village. And there's going to be a representative from Adult Protective Services, an attorney from the Attorney General's Office, a police officer from the Prescott Police Department, a deputy county attorney from the Yavapai County Attorney's Office, and myself. So we got a great group of people, and we'd love to see you there and be able to answer your questions.
And we thank you for joining us today on Q&A. That is Chip McLaughlin, the elder law attorney. And stay tuned, because we've got some final thoughts and tomorrow's guest for Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. Streaming live, KQNA.com.
Chalk it up, Prescott. It's time to get down on the ground and release your inner artist at West Yavapai Guidance Clinic's Foundation's 11th Annual Chalk It Up, April 13th and 14th in downtown Prescott. Free and fun for all ages. It's a family fun weekend in the National Bank of Arizona lot on the corner of Sheldon and Montezuma. There'll be live music, art, and of course, plenty of chalk. Learn how you can make a difference for the 11th Annual Chalk It Up Prescott at PrescottChalkArt.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby, and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Do not paint your own house. If you paint your house, you will spill the paint. If you spill the paint, you will have to replace your floor. To replace your floor, you will pay the floor man enough money to go to Hawaii. Don't pay your floor man to go to Hawaii. Call Century Painting. We will paint your house, not spill the paint, save you money, and send you to Hawaii. So call Century Painting, 778-2374, or go to CenturyPainting.com.
This is how your water sounds out of the faucet? Sounds like a hard water problem. Soap scum, dull lifeless hair, and water spots on your sparkling dishes are just the start. Hi, this is Bo. Call me at RED Plumbing to schedule your quick and easy hard water test. Don't wait for ruined pipes, repairs, or for your water to slow to a trickle. Call me, Bo, at 772-9296 at RED Plumbing to schedule your free estimate. We'll show you a better way of living today with a new water softening system from RED Plumbing.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Stay tuned now for Ben Shapiro at 3, then join me right back here Wednesday with my guest, Dr. Knowledge, the author of Dr. Knowledge's all-time book of fascinating facts, and Daniel Buck Souls of Daniel Buck Auctions for the Flagstaff Home and Garden Show. But no Q&A Thursday, because that's the Diamondbacks season opener at noon. That's Q&A Wednesday at 2, when I'll see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Northern Arizona Vein Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, High Country Rec V Center, and David Snyder, CPA. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 11:30 a.m. and 99.9 FM Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.